Hi there. Welcome back to Kenneth Copeland Ministries Believers Academy. I'm Tim Fox, and we're learning a lot from this series entitled Things Every Christian Should Know. In this lesson, we'll discuss that it matters what you say. And believe me, it absolutely does. God, we know, is all-powerful, and He delivers His power by speaking. I mean, He spoke the world into existence. We know that when God speaks, things change, because Genesis chapter 1 says that God spoke and things changed. And that same process is still at work today. God speaks, and the words that come out are filled with power. God's very words contain the power to produce what He says. Just think about that for a minute. We're so used to slinging our words without expecting any results. I wish, I want, but I don't think I'll get it. That's the way we think, and that's the way we talk. Not God. Every single word He speaks is a word that brings change. Can you imagine God at the beginning of a creation saying, I hope this works. I'm not sure. Light be. Nothing's happening. I knew it wouldn't work. No, of course not. When God speaks, things change. How about you? When you speak, do things happen? God put His life inside you when you asked Jesus to be your Lord. He gave you His word. He put His word in you, and you have His word in the Bible. Speak it with the same confidence that God has when He speaks. You're not responsible to bring that change. God's word brings the change. That's good, isn't it? You're working with Him. You speak, He does it. Do you need change in your life or in your body? Do you need healing? Speak 1 Peter 2:24. It says, by whose stripes ye were healed. You were healed. It's a done deal. Say it, believe it, and then receive it. As Gloria says, take it. Do you need an increase in finances? Find out what God's word says about that. One scripture promise is found in Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. How many of your needs does He meet? How many of them does He supply? All of your needs. God doesn't stop. He wants to give you more than enough. He wants your cup to run over with blessings, with finances, with healing, with His life. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all. That's what God wants to do with our words. That's the will of God. That's the power of the Word of God. That's God's power waiting to explode from your mouth. Say it. God is exceedingly, abundantly working in me. Now believe it. Don't be afraid, because it's His word, not yours. Be courageous. God keeps His word. In Mark 11:22 through 24, Jesus said, have faith in God. I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it'll happen. But you must really believe it. You must believe it's going to happen and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you have received it, you will have it. It will be yours. Notice Jesus said to believe and have no doubt, but He says you must be the one who speaks. You must be the one who speaks. Not Him, you. Finally, it's the will of God for you to use your words to worship Him. God deserves the glory. Philippians 2:9 through 11 says, therefore God also has highly exalted Him and given Him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on the earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When you speak God's word, believe it and continue to say it. Refuse to say anything else. Refuse to say anything that's contrary to the word of God. Speak the words of faith. Agree with God in your words, and things will change. That's it. We finished this lesson on It Matters What You Say. Keep saying what God says and expect great and wonderful changes in your life. What's next? Write a scripture that shows that God's word has power. Make a list of things that you are ready to see changed in your life. Write what you will speak to agree with God's word concerning your life changes. Then start speaking them today. Until next time, when we study more from Things Every Christian Should Know, remember, Jesus is Lord.